is Big Riggins, and I love anything on wheels. This is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins. My dad is a mechanic, which means he fixes up vehicles.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, and can take you from one place to another, you can bet that I can fix it. And today, well, I'm working on a little project right here at home. You see, it's mighty cold out, and the snow is really coming down.
Yeah, it looks like the whole neighborhood is covered in a thick, white blanket of snow.
On days like this, it's good to take it easy and stay inside. So we're here at the workstation of my home garage, where it's nice and cozy and warm.
You said it. But Dad, what home project are you going to work on?
It's right here, under this sheet. Ready to pull off the sheet and see what it is, Lil Riggins?
Yeah.
Then let's do it. On the count of three. One.
Two.
Three.
Whoa. What is it?
That is a motorcycle engine from 1903. That's over 100 years ago. Before you were born, I was born, and even my grandpappy was born.
Wow, that's so old.
And it looks it. See? It's all rusted up. And there's a big gash here, and here, and here. I've been working on this engine for years in my spare time, and I think today is the day I finally get it to work, because I'm fixing to fix it. There. That should do it. Let's give it a try. Count me down, Lil Riggins.
3, 2, 1. Did you fix it?
Nope. It's still broke. Let me try again, because I'm fixing to fix it. I think I have it this time. Count me down again.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, fiddlesticks. It's still broken. But I'll try one more time. 'Cause I'm fixing to fix it. All right, let's try it again.
Want me to count you down?
No, I'll just turn it on.
Okay. It's not fixed.
I know, Lil Riggins. Sorry. I'm just disappointed is all. I've been working on this engine for years, and to be honest, I don't know if I can ever fix it.
But, Dad, I thought you can fix anything.
Well, that's awful nice of you to say. But there are some things in this world that just can't be fixed. And I don't know if this engine can be fixed or not.
You know what can be fixed?
What?
Your mood. You taught me that when we're feeling off, we can do a checkup, just like you'd do on a vehicle.
Lil Riggins, you're a genius. I can fix up myself, if you're willing to help.
Sure, I'll help. I think the first thing to do is to step away from this broken engine that's making you feel bad.
Good idea. Let's head to the kitchen, and I can fix up something else.
What are you going to fix?
I'm gonna fix us up some hot chocolate. Let's go. now that we're in the kitchen. Let's make that hot chocolate. I'll boil the milk and add the cocoa powder.
And I can stir it?
You got it. Ooh-wee! That smells good. But it's missing something.
Marshmallows!
This is why you and me make such a good team, Lil Riggins. Let's add those marshmallows and take a sip.
It's really good.
You can say that again. I'm already feeling a little better.
Great. You know what also helps? Some deep breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out.
This mood checkup was just what I needed. I'm already feeling more calm. In fact, I realized something. Working on that broken engine makes me feel grateful.
Why is that?
It reminds me of all the things I have been able to fix. The race cars. The trucks. The airplanes. And all the other vehicles I've been able to keep on the road, or in the sky, or on the water. I think I got frustrated because I'm used to being able to fix things. And it's hard when I can't do it.
That makes sense.
But you know what? It also reminds me that I still have a lot to learn, and I'm grateful for that, too.
You're grateful for not knowing things?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds a little silly. But what I mean is, I'm grateful to have the chance to learn new things every single day. I remember that I didn't always know how to fix vehicles, and that learning comes from patience and practice. And maybe, when I learn enough, I'll be able to figure out how to fix that old engine. I'm grateful for having challenges.
Yeah. Imagine how great you'll feel when you finally fix this engine.
Ooh, boy. I'll be jumping for joy, let me tell you.
Like, when I learned how to ride a bike, I was so frustrated because I couldn't do it. And then, one day...
I remember. You finally learned how to do it. And you were so happy. But thinking about it, the broken engine makes me grateful in other ways, too.
Like how?
It reminds me of all the things that I do have. When something is this broken, I think of all the things in my life that work. I'm grateful for my truck, which takes me anywhere I need to go. And my house, which keeps me safe and warm on cold days like this one.
And hot chocolate.
And hot chocolate.
Anything else you're grateful for?
Of course. I'm grateful for all the amazing people in my life, like all my friends in Engine Town. Fire Chief Pat, Farmer Roxy, Zookeeper Brad.
And family, too.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful for Uncle Ernie and Auntie Jen and Susie.
I'm grateful for them, too. But, Dad... Aren't you forgetting someone?
You're right. I forgot Sparkplug the dog. Come here, spark plug. You're a good boy, and I'm so grateful for you.
Isn't there anyone else you're grateful for?
You know, I always save the best for last. I'm most grateful for you, Lil Riggins. I'm grateful that we get to spend every day together. It makes me feel happy.
I'm happy I'm with you too.
And I'm grateful that you reminded me that I have the tools to fix myself up and calm myself down. It's easy to get frustrated when things don't go your way. And when that happens, it's good to have people around you who can remind you to appreciate all the good things.
I'd say you're officially fixed, Dad.
I couldn't have done it without you, Lil Riggins. By the way, is there anything you're grateful for? You don't have to answer me now, but give it a little thought. Maybe even find time every day to take a deep breath. And think about what you're grateful for in the day ahead.
I'll tell you one thing I'm grateful for right now.
What's that?
My bed. I'm feeling really sleepy.
Then let's get you to bed.
Okay. And can we sing our thankful song?
Happy to.
Thinking about the good things all over town. Singing our song while the snow's coming down. Sleds, cozy and warm, snug in my bed. I'm thankful for you. We make a good team, fixing up dream machines, thinking about the good things. All over town, singing a song while the snow's coming down.
Good night, Dad.
Good night.